You know, for startups navigating the 2026 technology landscape, visibility is the critical differentiator between a promising concept and a thriving business. It is so incredibly important.
Exactly. The primary thesis of this guidance is that exhibiting at TechCrunch Disrupt 2026 is essential for gaining traction and securing real deals. But you have to act quickly to secure limited space.
Even with the dominance of digital interactions, the core argument for physical presence remains strong. There is something truly special about being there.
Face-to-face meetings offer irreplaceable value in building trust within a crowded market. You can't replicate that connection remotely.
TechCrunch Disrupt 2026 will host over 10,000 decision-makers, investors, journalists, and potential partners. Imagine the energy of that crowd.
In that environment, a 6-foot exhibit table functions as a command center rather than mere furniture. It is your hub.
It allows founders to control the narrative, invite attendees in, and establish tangible connections through DMOS, brochures, or business cards, interactions that email newsletters simply cannot replicate.
Exhibiting directly correlates with building traction and securing deals. It is a direct line to growth.
Securing a booth places a brand directly alongside industry leaders and innovators, instantly lending credibility to the company.
Investors and partners are statistically more likely to investigate startups that have invested in their own presence at a major event.
The exhibit floor facilitates natural networking, with customers actively seeking solutions. It puts you in the room where the deals are made.
Many business deals are concluded through hallway conversations following a pitch. That is where the momentum builds.
Having a designated booth space allows for real-time tracking of interest and immediate follow-up, with qualified leads after the event concludes.
But be careful. Competition for space is intense.
Yes, major tech events have finite floor space, and organizers prioritize exhibitors who can deliver value to the crowd.
Waiting until the last minute to register risks missing out entirely, as competitors are likely doing the same.
Securing a 6-foot table early ensures a startup remains on the map. This signals to the industry that the company is serious about growth, that its product is market-ready, and that its team is organized enough to execute on a major platform.
In a competitive environment, being a first mover provides a strategic advantage that is difficult to recover once the event has commenced.
To maximize the return on investment for the exhibit table, founders should treat the space as a mobile office.
Equip the table with high-quality materials that reflect brand identity, and ensure the team is trained to engage visitors and answer questions confidently.
The time spent at the booth should be used to gather direct feedback on the product, providing invaluable input for refining the offering before the next release.
Additionally, digital integration is crucial.
While the booth is physical, presence should be amplified through digital tools.
QR codes, live chat widgets, and links to landing pages should be ready.
This hybrid approach ensures engagement even if potential clients cannot physically stop by, bridging the gap between the physical event and broader digital strategy.
In conclusion, the TechCrunch Disrupt 2026 exhibit floor offers a unique opportunity to elevate a startup's profile with access to over 10,000 decision makers.
However, this opportunity is time-sensitive. We cannot take it for granted.
Space is finite, and the competition is fierce.
Founders must secure their 6-foot exhibit table now to ensure their startup receives the necessary visibility and traction.
Delaying action risks, allowing potential to slip away to companies that act faster.
The future in the tech industry often depends on the decisive actions taken today.